The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills, and all the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and arbitrate for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord."
What has humanity spent more resources on since the beginning of humanity? Yeah. What is the most pressing need in the world today? Yeah. Well, that's all I remember from my sermon. I'll just make up the rest as I go along. The Israelites battled from the get-go, didn't they? Remember when Abram was called Abraham, and he had nothing but warfare from then on out. He fought his way from settlement to settlement. The earliest memories of the children of Israel are of war. In fact, they even began to describe God as a man of war. Sometimes, when we seek to describe God or Jesus, we really, probably most unconsciously, we put our own attributes on, don't we? The Israelites battled. Remember David and Goliath? Remember that battle? Okay. David from the children of Israel, he was not a king yet, was he? He was a teenage boy, probably. And Goliath, the 7, 8, or 9 foot giant of, now what family was he from? Yeah, the Philistines. Right, so the children of Israel against the Philistines. And we all know the end of that story, right? Today, the children of Israel are up against the Palestinians. Do you know what the root word of Palestinian is? Philistine. Wow. That has been almost 3,000 years ago. And they are fighting the same battle. But when we say they, we can't just point the finger, can we? In our history, if you go back and add up and divide by the years of our history, we have been at war on average every 17 years. Since the beginning of our nation. So it calls me, and this is sermon one of a two-part series, and we're going to talk about external peace and the need for today. And next week, the first Sunday in Advent, is the Sunday that we celebrate the peace of God, that internal peace that can only come from God. But they are related, are they not? Why is there war? Why is there war again, not a rhetorical question. What do you think the base causes of conflict are? Greed. I heard greed. Greed, power. You know, you're right. And it's, and in the history of the world, it has been mostly old men sending young men out to die. I forgot that movie. Remember that movie that's kind of a parody? And in the end, they made the old guys battle it out in the war. And the war lasted about 15 minutes. But greed is about, you know, the human condition. What's mine is mine. What's yours is negotiable. And so we see something on the other side. Our tribe sees something another tribe has, and we want it. And we add it up, and we can take it. And so we do. So wars have been fought over land, over water rights, over mineral rights. Greed. I think another cause, and these are the only three words I remembered out of my sermon. Greed and pride is number two. How many wars have been fought because of a perceived insult? I don't know, but a bunch. And the third cause of war, and this is, I think this gets back, this is kind of built in back here in our lizard brains back here, is this tribalism, is this kind of inherent us against them. And who is us? It's people who are like us, who either look like us or believe the same things, worship the same way, but it's us. And them. Who is them? Who is they? Anybody not us. Sometimes we can get along with them, but sometimes we can't. And that tribalism takes over. Oh, man. And I just wrote this word down because I remembered it. I don't know what I had in mind. But we don't hear much about the Peace Corps now, do we? Do you remember when it was started? It was so that people could serve their country in a different sort of way. I was even doubtful that it was still a going organization until I Googled it, and it is. But you don't read. Does anyone know anyone in the Peace Corps? Okay, two. Wow. Who are they? Can you?
My cousin's daughter and her husband.
Okay, and where are they right now?
Well, right now they're out.
Okay, but they had served. Yeah, and who do?
My sister, she's not in it right now.
Yeah, but she was. But that's kind of the way it is. Why is it? What happened? Did they run out of business? Is there so much peace out there that they're just not needed? No. Yeah, but you know what really happened? And I looked this up. The dollars ran out. When government started cutting, oh my goodness. Yeah, that was easy, wasn't it? That was an easy decision. There is a military industrial complex. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but there is. But there is no peace industrial complex, is there? So what can we do? What can we do? What's the first thing we do? Pray. When in doubt, pray. If you're unsure, pray. What do we pray for when it comes to peace? Oh God, please save us from ourselves. I don't like the sound of that prayer, do you? But it would be authentic. And then what do we do? If prayer is at the heart, then what can we do? We can learn. You know what's happening? Is that, and don't think I'm taking sides here, because I'm not. My goal is for you to never know my politics, okay? That's easy for me to do because I don't know my politics. But what we do, we start getting our information from one particular brand that for some reason we agree with, and then we are just bolstered in that opinion. We wouldn't listen to the other guys. If you listen to CNN, those guys over at Fox, oh man, those guys are nuts. If you listen to Fox, oh, can you really believe what was said on CNN? If we're going to learn, we must know each other's position, even those people we don't agree with. So we must learn. We must learn about the other. And then get involved. Get involved. If it's politics, if it's the serving ministries, whatever yanks your chain, do it, and do it in a way that will promote peace and not aggression. We have so many in here that I know are doing that right now. Did you ever think of yourselves when you work at the food pantry, or you work in the soup kitchen, or you work for the 10,000 Villages Fair Trade, that you are part of the Peace Corps? Well, you're safer than the people serving in the Peace Corps for real, but that's what we do. That's what we do. So get involved. And then finally, make your own surroundings peaceful. It is hard to trumpet peace when you live in personal turmoil. You know what I mean? Well, that isn't bad. I didn't even have that written down. I might do this more often. Make your own surroundings peaceful. I want to conclude with this, and I knew that I had this, but I had to go back and look it up again. Some of you may know who said this before I tell you who. Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, from those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, and the hopes of its children. This is not a way of life in any true sense. Under the clouds of war, it is humanity hanging on a cross of iron. You know who said that, right? The supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II, later to become president of the United States, General Dwight David Eisenhower. Can you believe those words from a general? Who would know better what is needed in this world? Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways. He shall judge between the nations. They will beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. We can just pray, God, don't let us keep beating our pruning hooks into swords. Don't let us keep beating our plowshares into weapons. To be continued. Amen.